Yeah, this 3513, Everett, right in second. On Everett in fourth, I had a gentleman, a young man with no shirt on, tattoos, come up and bang the window of the bus. I don't know if it was unsolicited. I don't know what happened, why he did it. But anyway, just know that he's out there. Looks like no damage at the moment.
Okay, so the window glass is okay, and he just banged on it a few times and went on his way, or what?
In the corner, he had a bag of stuff in a paper sack, and his paper sack ripped out on him, and for some reason he came over and was taking his frustration out.
Okay. Can you give me a description of the guy?
I would say probably early 20s, real small mustache, brown hair, probably about 5'10", 6 foot. Then I'd guess him around 130, 150 pounds, and tattoos on his upper body. He has no shirt on, blue jeans.
White guy? Is he a white guy?
Yes, Roger, white young man.
Okay, and what kind of belongings does he have with him again?
He had a paper sack, like a Safeway sack or something. I didn't recognize the writing, but paper sack with handles on it, the bottom ripped out. I believe there was like a juice and some other type of drink that was in it that fell and hit the ground.
Okay, so that happened, and he got upset and hit the bus. Is that what you're telling me?
For some reason, he came over and threw the glass. I had the glass shut, but he said he came to my window, left side of the front of the bus, and said, "You want some of this?" After his stuff hit the ground. I mean, I didn't even really look at him other than just looking for traffic. But then he banged on it. And he banged on it really hard. I thought at first, "Oh, it might break." But anyway, he might be just targeting buses. He may just be taking out his frustration. But he did say, "You want some of this?"
Copy that. All right, we'll just go ahead and carry on. Yeah, I'm just going to call this one no blood, no foul. So we'll keep an eye out for him if anything else happens.
Okay, Roger. Just want to make sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. 1704.